Thank you, Honorable Minister and Permanent Secretary. Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, and distinguished delegates, allow me to begin by expressing my deepest gratitude to all member states and stakeholders for their active engagements during the Gambia's Universal Periodic Review. Your insightful questions, comments, and recommendations reflect the spirit of collaboration that this process embodies, and we are grateful for the opportunity to share our progress and challenges. The Gambia has embarked on a transformative journey over the past few years, guided by our unwavering commitment to promoting and protecting human rights for all. This review has reaffirmed our determination to address key challenges and strengthen the mechanisms necessary for justice, equality, and dignity. We are particularly encouraged by the recognition of our efforts in areas such as transitional justice, legislative and institutional reforms, women and children's rights, and access to education. Our progress in implementing the recommendations of the Truth, Reconciliation, and Reparations Commissions, advancing gender equality, and enhancing access to health and education demonstrates our dedication to fostering a just and inclusive society. However, we acknowledge that significant challenges remain. Issues such as youth unemployment, climate resilience, and the digital divide requires innovative approaches and sustained international cooperation. As a nation, we are committed to addressing these challenges and ensuring that no one is left behind. The feedback and recommendations received today are invaluable. They provide us with a clear roadmap to further advancing human rights and governance reforms. The Gambia is committed to carefully reviewing all the recommendations made during this session and will continue to engage constructively with all stakeholders to ensure their effective implementation. As we prepare to embark on our second term as a member of the Human Rights Council, we reaffirmed our dedication to contributing to global human rights efforts and to sharing our experiences with others. Mr. Vice President, on behalf of the Gambia, I extend our heartfelt thanks to the Working Group, the Troika, the Office of the Human Rights Commission, the Commissioner for Human Rights, and all delegations for their constructive contributions to this review. We wish to express our heartfelt gratitude and deep appreciation to the UPR Voluntary Trust Fund for its invaluable support in facilitating the effective participation of delegations from least developing countries and small island developing states, including the Gambia. Your steadfast commitment has enabled our delegations to actively engage in the Universal Periodic Review process, ensuring our voices are heard and our unique perspectives are brought to the table. This vital assistance has significantly strengthened our capacity to contribute meaningfully to the advancement of human rights, both nationally and globally. I also wish to express my sincere gratitude to the Secretariat of Commonwealth Small States Office and the legal officers for the invaluable support rendered to our delegations. We look forward to continued collaborations with the international community as we strive to build a future grounded in justice, peace, and sustainable development for all Gambians and beyond. I thank you, Mr. Vice President, and thank you for your support. God bless.
Thank you.